Tori Petri here in Allen Park with Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara. We are in our season review series where we're looking at back at different phases of the game and how the Lions fared in 2017. And today the topic is special teams. There's actually a lot to talk about in this area for the Lions. They had a lot of changes early on in the season when Sam Martin was not able to play for those first few weeks of the season. So we'll start right there with the punter position and how that played out. What did you guys think of who came in, who filled in, and then Sam when he returned?
Well, it started out with Casey Redford, and look, the poor guy got hurt his knee yeah. A season-ending knee injury in the first game. Then comes Jeff Locke, who really punted well, kicked off well, but it is Sam Martin's job, and Sam talked about this, you know, Tim and Tori, I think it was like week 11 or week 12, about how it really turned out. He really missed training camp. It just the whole feel of everything. He was always sort of making up time all season. He didn't have his best season, but he's an elite punter. He's a top two or three punter every year, and he'll be back and he'll do fine.
You know, and I talked to Sam as the team was cleaning out their locker, you know, right after the season. He said he's going to ramp up his off-season schedule a little earlier than he had in years past, just because he did miss that time in the training camp. He, like to Mike's point, he said that's so crucial because that's when you start to get the live reps. That's when you get all your timing down.
Right.
And he just missed that. And he was playing catch-up the whole year, and we did not see the Sam Martin that we're used to seeing, and he's really dedicated this off-season to get going earlier, come back in great shape, and he promised he'd be the old Sam Martin in 2018, so we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to it. Now let's flip over to the returner side of things. I think Jamal Agnew was a fun surprise for all of us, stepping in there at the returner position and having a really great year.
You know, when they drafted him in the fifth round out of San Diego, we all started looking around, and the first thing you saw, or eventually what you saw, because it's hard to get information sometimes on players from so-called smaller schools, you saw the speed and the ball skills, and he also had a little bit of a baseball background as a young player, which means, you know, good hands, you know, ball skills, tracking the ball in the air. First sign of that was in the open practice at Ford Field, where, now look, you're not getting hit, but he just took off. You could see the athletic ability, and it presented itself right from the beginning. Second game of the season, Monday Night Football, you know, had tracked the ball, caught it at the knees, and a 70-some yard touchdown return against the New York Giants. The kid's for real.
You may have saw the baseball and the ball skills. I saw that 4.3 speed.
Well, right.
I went and saw his pro day workout and saw 4.3, 4.3, and I was like, oh boy, they might have something here, you know. And when you add that with the ball skills and the open field running ability, and look, we saw this team took advantage of those kinds of skills, moving him and playing him on offense as well. You know, Jim Bob Cooter saw, you know, what that kind of speed
bonus
means.
Topic.
What
it's
that
not
kind
just
of
the special teams episode. Yeah, we're talking offense.
We're talking offense too, because his skills translates to both. But what a dynamic, you know, returner. Had two touchdowns on the year, led the NFL in both, you know, punt return touchdowns and punt return average. And he's only going to get better. And so it's terrific that you can find the guy for the future in as a rookie.
And the Lions missed him in those few games that he was out, where he wasn't able to play because of injury. I think the Lions really missed him in the return game.
Sure.
All right. Lastly, we'll flip over to the kicker position and what we thought of Matt Prater there. But I think every time we talk about him at the end of the season here, it's always just about how clutch he is and how great he is at kicking those long field goals.
Well, I thought he punted pretty well in the second half.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
At least he got it off. But look, I think he had an off year by his standards. Only 30 out of 35. But he didn't get it. But no, he's a terrific kicker. He's the best long-range clutch kicker in the history of the franchise, with all due respect to the guys who preceded him. I haven't seen anybody like that who can kick from distance, from range, in the clutch like Matt Prater.
It just sounds different when he kicks the football, too.
That's what I heard.
If you're standing by it and he kicks it, it's like he destroys the football inside somehow. Like something just breaks inside the football. It makes this weird thud sound, and it goes forever. He's just, like, he's a power kicker. And when you have a guy like that, I think it changes the way you view offense around midfield. I think it's settling for a head coach that you know that you have a guy that can kick from long range accurately. And so, look, he's a big part of this football team. He's a weapon. Just like you talk about Marvin Jones and Matthew Stafford and those guys, Matt Prater is a weapon in the NFL.
You know, and the one long one he made to win the game was a 50-some yarder. Don Muehlbach said you could hear that one. With the helmet on, all the noise and all that, he could hear the thud of the ball.
Yeah, which game-winning one? Because that's his specialty. My favorite one was that one in Chicago with the wind and the weather elements and everything. I was on the sidelines for that kick, and the wind was gusting so badly when he kicked that ball. I was amazed that that one went in.
And then there's Don Muehlbach.
Death, taxes, and Don Muehlbach.
Exactly, exactly. And that one speaks for itself, obviously. I know that trio of those three specialists really like working together, and you know, we'll see what happens.
I like
there.
The harmony on that. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Twentyman.
Oh, goodness. All right, guys. Well, that wraps up our special teams episode. Stay with us because we've got one more for you. Thanks so much for tuning in. For DetroitLions.com, Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara, I'm Tori Petrie.